मामुपेत्या
पुनर्जन्मा
दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम्
नाप्नुवन्ति
महात्मानः संसिद्धे परमां गता मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम् नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गताः मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम् नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गताः
Anyone can repeat? संस्कृत में कोई आ जानते हैं? Can read?
Yes.
पढ़िए. सब लोग पीछे पीछे बोलेंगे.
मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम् नापुर्वन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गताः
मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म
दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम्
नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः
संसिद्धिं परमां गतः
एनीवन एल्स और आप पढ़िए
मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म
दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम्
नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गतः
Who else would like to volunteer? Yeah.
मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म
दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम्
नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः
संसिद्धिं परमां गतः
और कौन पढ़ेंगे? Anybody else? Yes.
मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म
दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम्
नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः
संसिद्धिं परमां गतः
Yes. Anybody else? Who would like? You can see. You can? You?
मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म
दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतम्
नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गतः
We'll read out the meaning. Okay. Maam. Me.
Upetya.
Achieving.
Punaha.
Again.
Janma.
Birth.
Dukhalayam.
Place of miseries.
Ashashvatam. Temporary.
Na.
Never.
Aapnuvanti.
Attain.
Mahatmanah.
Mahatmanah.
The great souls.
The great souls.
Samsiddhim.
Samsiddhim.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Paramam.
Paramam.
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Gata.
Gata.
Having achieved.
Having achieved.
After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this material world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. But since anybody would like to read this, who would like to read loud, you have to read. Eh?
Since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka, Vrindavana, doesn't wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Avyakta and Akshara and Paramamgati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision and it is inexplicable. But it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental message from the realized devotee and thus gradually develop a devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire ever elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personalist devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls.
And then we'll read the next sloka. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamupetya tu Kaunteya.
Mamupetya tu Kaunteya.
Punarjanma na vidyate.
Punarjanma na vidyate.
From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Yes, you can read purport. Yes, Naidu.
All kinds of yogis, karma, jnana, hatha, etc., eventually have to attain the devotional perfection in Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As persons on earth are elevated to higher planets, people on higher planets such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka and Indraloka fall down to earth. The practice of sacrifice is called Panchagni Vidya, recommended in Chandogya Upanishad, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka, but if on Brahmaloka one does not cultivate Krishna's consciousness, then he must return to earth. Those who propagate in Krishna consciousness on higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets, and at the time of universal devastation are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom. Bhadadeva Vidyabhushana, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, quotes this verse, Brahmana sahate sarve samprapti pratisansare parasyante kratatmana pravishanti paramam param. When there is a devastation of this material universe, Brahma and his devotees who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires.
Now, in the last sloka we will read quickly. Sahasra yuga paryantam.
Sahasra yuga paryantam.
Aharyat brahmano viduhu.
Aharyat brahmano viduhu.
Ratrim yuga sahasrantam.
Ratrim yuga sahasrantam.
Deho ratra vidojana.
Deho ratra vidojana.
By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together from the duration of Brahma's one day, form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. Purport. The duration of the material universe is limited. It is manifested in the cycles of kalpa. One kalpa is a day of Brahma, and one day of Brahma consists of 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas. Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. The cycle of Satya is characterized by virtue, wisdom and religion. There being practically no ignorance and vice, and yuga lasts for 17,28,000 years. In the Treta Yuga, vice is introduced and this yuga lasts 12,96,000 years. In the Dwapar Yuga, there is an even greater decline in virtue and religion. Vice increasing and this yuga lasts 8,64,000 years. And finally, in Kali Yuga, the yuga we have now been experiencing over the past 5,000 years, there is an abundance of strife, ignorance, irreligion and vice. True virtue being practically non-existent, and this yuga lasts for 4,32,000 years. In Kali Yuga, vice increases to such a point that at the termination of the yuga, the Supreme Lord Himself appears as the Kalki avatar, vanquishes the demons, saves His devotees and commences another Satya Yuga. Then the process is set rolling again. These 4 yugas, rotating 1,000 times, comprise one day of Brahma, and the same number of comprise one night of Brahma. Brahma lives 100 of such years and then dies. These 100 years by earth calculation total is equal to 311,040,000,000,000 earth years. By these calculations, the life of Brahma seems fantastic and interminable, but from the viewpoint of eternity, it is as brief as a lightning flash. In the causal ocean, there are innumerable Brahmas rising and disappearing like bubbles in the Atlantic. Brahma and his creation are all part of the material universe, and therefore they are in constant flux. In the material universe, not even Brahma is free from the process of birth, old age, disease and death. Brahma, however, is directly engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord in the management of this universe. Therefore, he at once attains liberation. Elevated sannyasis are promoted to Brahma's particular planet, Brahmaloka, which is the highest planet in the material universe and which survives all the heavenly planets in the upper strata of the planet system. But in due course, Brahma and all the inhabitants of Brahmaloka are subject to death according to the law of material nature. And then, so this is how here we will be reading in detail that how the whole cosmic manifestation takes place according to Bhagavad Gita. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्यनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी कृष्णानुसृते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So this is very interesting science of creation is explained here. The science of the structure of the universe is explained in Bhagavad Gita. and how the whole existence comes into being and how it is annihilated, how it is maintained. The whole details are there. Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna. The first shloka we read gives a very striking understanding about the nature of this world. This world in which we are living, this world is called material world. Material world because the world material comes from matter. Matter, similarly there is another world. World beyond the world of matter. This is the world of matter. That therefore we say material world. But there is a world beyond the matter, beyond the world of matter. That world in which this world of matter is existing. That world which is supporting this world of matter, that world is called spiritual world. So there are two worlds, material world and spiritual world. Modern scientists, they also accept this fact that there must be something just like this earth. Earth is floating in air, isn't it? Now, then air is floating also in sky. And the sky is floating in ether. And ether is floating in mind. Mind is floating in intelligence. And intelligence is floating in ego. And the entire this cosmic universe, where is it floating? If you take sum total of entire cosmic universe, where is it floating? According to Big Bang theory, and there was a one point and blasted. Even if we accept that, original point, what we say Big Bang, where was that point existing, in which atmosphere? That is another question. Because the Big Bang, it must be existing in some space, isn't it? What was that space? So Bhagavad Gita says that the beginning, this material cosmos is existing in one corner of the spiritual cosmos, the spiritual sky. And the spiritual sky is unlimited. There is no end to that spiritual sky. We are into one corner of the spiritual sky. There is a called world of matter. A world of matter in one corner. And in that world of matter, there are innumerable material universes. You can't count how many material universes. Brahmandas exist. Innumerable. They are floating in the causal ocean. Just like, this mustard seed. Mustard seed, have you seen? Mustard seed? Yes. Mustard seed, like that, these universes are floating in the sky. And they are expanding. According to Bhagavad Gita, the universes are expanding. When they come out in the beginning from the body of Mahavishnu, they are of this much size, small size. And gradually, as time progresses, they expand, expand. And modern science also accepts this, isn't it? That universe is expanding. And they have given the name Hubble. Hubble was the scientist who discovered this. So Bhagavad Gita also says the same thing, that universe is ever expanding till the time, and then again it will contract. Again it will be annihilated. As it was mentioned in this verse, that after the Brahma's death, the entire, all the universes will be again annihilated, will be destroyed. And then again when next creation will take place, again everything manifests. And then again, just like you throw and then again you collect it. Just like that. You throw and then you collect. Just like that. So you are throwing. Mahavishnu is throwing the universes and then again he is collecting all the universes within. So, we'll go into the detail of this creation of the material world, how the world of matter is created. So, what is matter? When we say material world, we are existing in this material world. What is the matter? Definition of matter. How will you characterize, what are the characteristics of matter? Fundamental characteristics of matter. Any one of you would like to tell? Yes.
It occupies some space.
Occupies some?
Space.
Space. Yes. Anybody else would like to add?
It has no life.
It has?
No life. Limited span of life.
Limited span of life. Yes. Very good point. According to Vedic literature, there are three characteristics of matter. Matter, and there are two opposite elements, matter and spirit. There are two opposite. Matter and spirit. Spirit, in one sense, you can say antimatter. Antimaterial particles are known as spirit. What is the, according to Bhagavad Gita, the characteristic of spirit? Is elaborately explained in various Vedic literatures. The spirit is given more emphasis than matter in Vedic literature. In modern scientific advancement, education or research, we are giving more emphasis on matter. Isn't it? More emphasis on matter. We are understanding, we are researching on matter. But Vedic literatures, they talk mostly about spirit. Why? Why is it so? Why not about matter? Because, according to Vedic literatures, the study of matter is of not that much importance. Why? Why it is not important? Because it is temporary. Even if you study, it is of no value. It will be finished. So what is eternal and what is permanent, why not to look? And why not try to understand something which is permanent? So that's why in Vedic literature, the more emphasis is there on the spiritual education. A spiritual education. Studying the nature and characteristics of spirit. So then Bhagavad Gita or all the Vedic literatures, they emphasize more on spiritual education. Now what, therefore they say, they don't talk much about matter. They just say matter is just like anti-spirit. And modern science, they say, spirit is just like anti-matter. You understand? Why? Because we are studying matter, therefore we are saying spirit is anti-matter. One scientist has done research on this anti-matter, anti-material particles. But Bhagavad Gita says that antimaterial particle is the spirit. And then the science of spirit. Science of spirit is called spiritual education. Spiritual technology. So people say, why Vedic people are not very advanced in science and technology? No, they are very advanced. But they are advanced in spiritual science and technology. Why not material science and technology? They are advanced in material science and technology also. They had advanced a lot. The beginning of mathematics was in India, isn't it? Number system was invented in India. Do you agree? Know this? Yes. The medical science begin in India. Ayurveda is the beginning of medical science, which is there in Vedic literature. Even people practice today Ayurveda. Construction engineering. You go to Vedic literature, there are marvelous big temples, palaces, houses. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of wonderful architectural palaces, buildings. You know? If you go to Ramayana, anybody has read Ramayana? Valmiki Ramayana. Go where Valmiki is explaining the beauty of the palace of Ravana, Lanka. When Hanuman is entering into Ravana's palace, there is architecture of the Ravana's palace is described by Valmiki. He will be amazed to know. Do you say that Valmiki didn't know construction engineering? So amazing explanation. The floor, the walls, the pillars, the roof, everything in a detailed way is explaining what it constitutes. I mean that people say earlier people were barbarians, they used to live in the forest, they didn't know much. But Valmiki Muni is explaining in detail about the structure of the Lanka, how it was constructed, beautifully constructed. So construction engineering was there. You go to temples, in Indian temples. Anybody has visited Srirangam temple in Srirangam? South India, anybody from South India? You go on Google and you find out Srirangam, put Srirangam temple. Such a complicated structure. Anybody has visited Jagannath Puri temple? Temple Jagannath Puri, you have gone? He has visited. Each block of stone is having the weight around 4 to 5 ton. And 4 or 5 ton weight stone is put on the 300 feet height. Now you tell me, that time there was no lifting machine, like cranes and what you say, all these things. How they could lift 5 ton load on to 300 feet height without engineering, without science? Have you seen Taj Mahal?
Yes.
Is it not perfectly symmetrical? Have you seen the symmetry of Taj Mahal? So symmetrical, perfectly, accurately symmetrical, round shape, without electronic theodolite and all these things. How they did perfect alignment without science and technology? Was there science and technology or not? It was. Very high class of science and technology were there in India. Today, we are born in the India which is not the real India, but it was 1,000 years back, India. The science and technology of India, the marvels of Indian technological advancement, mostly is destroyed by the attackers. The culture, the spiritual culture, everything is almost destroyed. The hundreds and thousands of big, big, huge temples were constructed. How? Without construction engineering? To cut the stone, thick stone, requires science and technology, isn't it? To cutting, lifting, transporting, so much science and technology. And today we are constructing the buildings, isn't it? By our modern science and technology. What is the design? Anybody civil engineer here? From civil? Yes. What is the usual design period of each building we design for? design period? 50 years. But you see these buildings lasting since last thousands of years. Without science and technology, how could they design? Only thing is there was science and technology, only thing that it was not like in a put into book and written. Construction engineering. Written in construction engineering. No, it's not like that. Or it was not like big institute is established and then there is a mass scale production of civil engineers. And institutionalization was not there, like today it is. Otherwise, everything was there. All science and technology was there, existing. Whatever was required for living, everything was there. So, Vedic science and technology was there. Material also, they used to study matter. They knew how to use the matter for livelihood, earning livelihood. They knew this. But they did not exploit matter for their personal enjoyment. They used the matter only that much which was required for their sustenance. That's all. They used science and technology only to the extent so that their personal needs were satisfied. Not to, you know, fuel their greed, but just to satisfy their personal need, that's all. For that purpose, science and technology was used in the Vedic time. Science and technology are in three categories. You can categorize science and technology in three classes. As the Bhagavad Gita says, the science in technology in mode of ignorance, tamoguna. Tamoguna, you know? There are three gunas, tamoguna, rajoguna and satoguna. Science in ignorance, science in passion and science in goodness. So modern science is in science in ignorance. Why, you know? It is little harsh but it's true. Because we are doing so much, we don't know what will happen after 50 years. We do so much research, so much advancement and after 50 years we come to know that what we were thinking once, it is very great advancement, and now after 50 years it has become cause of great danger to the existence of human being or the earth. Any example? Yeah,
Atomic bombs,
yes. Any other?
Refrigerator.
Yeah. Refrigerator, why?
It is very harmful for ozone layer.
Yes. Chlorofluorocarbon, you all would have heard about chlorofluorocarbon which comes out of refrigerator. And after 30-40 years they came to know that it is penetrating the ozone.
IT, garbage.
Garbage, yes. Plastic. Once upon a time it was very nice. Now we have plastics, so advanced technology. But now the plastic is so great headache. Isn't it? Or factory. Industrial revolution was considered a great advancement. But today the same industrial revolution is a cause of danger for the earth due to global warming. Global warming, you would have heard about this global warming, isn't it? The greenhouse gases are increasing the temperature of the earth. And the ice age are melting on the glaciers. And sea level is rising. Now we are in danger. Climatic changes are taking place. Extreme cold and extreme hot weather. So the same advancement is called, we did not know when we were doing research and we don't know how it is going to affect the after 50 years out of, this is called ignorance. You understand? It's called ignorance. Ignorance, and then there is called passion. Passion means that we are doing science and technology advancement not for so that people should become happy, but for to increase our name and fame, that's all. Doesn't matter how much it harms the civilization, but my name and fame should increase. An example is atomic bomb. Atomic bomb is a great threat today. But still we are maintaining atomic bombs. Why? Because for name and fame sake. Vedic culture was purely goodness, science and technology in goodness. They knew all these things. It's not that they didn't know this science and technology. There was science and technology, medical science was there. Today also medical science is there, you see. But today medical science and our Vedic medical science, there is a lot of difference. Medicines have so much chemicals in today medical science. So much side effect. If you cure, they will give you medicine to cure one disease, and then after some time you will develop another disease because of that medicine. Isn't it? It is happening. But Ayurvedic medicines are not like that. They permanently cure your disease without any side effect, zero side effect. And they are made of herbs, not chemicals. The medicines are made of herbs. Naturally degradable, you know. There is no question of side effect. So there, science was there, medical science, architectural science, military science, everything was there. So, people say, but they did not emphasize more on this material science, knowingly. Mathematics was there. Mathematics is very advanced. Mathematics was there in Vedic literatures. Go to the Sulva Sutra. It is explained. Pythagoras' theorem. Earlier was there. It's not there. Only thing is that when we accepted the British education system, then we named, rather than writing Sulva Sutra, we are using Pythagoras' theorem. And therefore we think that there was no mathematics. Modern children, they think like that. That whatever we are studying science technology, all because of the mercy of Britishers. That's what we think. Isn't it? Why? Because they designed it like that. But actually all these theorems were there in Vedic literature. Yes. Everything was there. But the Britishers wanted that old education system should be removed. So, jitna research humne kiya hai modern science ke upar, utna agar hum Vedic science ke upar research kare, to today we would have advanced more than what we had today. Jitna investment hum kar rahe hai modern science ke upar today, and we are employing so many PhD thesis papers, if we study that much on Vedic science, so much intelligent class of people, IIT and so many world, if they study research on Vedic science and technology, we could have gone much ahead. But that was the British propaganda to stop this Vedic science and technology and to employ their own science and technology so that they should always remain ahead. They should always rule us very easily. And they are ruling us today. Even though they are out of India, they are still ruling India, isn't it? India is not independent. Isn't it? How many of you think that India is independent? Nobody. No, it's not independent. India is being ruled psychologically. Kewal jhanda uncha humare rahta hai, lekin baki sab British. Western. Hai nahi? Culture is Western, dress is Western, language Western. Everything is Western. Food are Western. So gradually it is degrading more and more. So now you see. So what I wanted to say, that the world spiritual science was given more emphasis in Vedic culture, Vedic science, because the ultimately world is the definition of matter and definition of spirit, we have to understand. According to Vedic literature, it says, spirit, the characteristics of spirit is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Spiritual particle are called spirit. They have characteristics Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means fully conscious, and Ananda means fully blissful. Sat, Chit, Ananda. It's natural. It's a characteristics. You can't separate this from spirit. Eternity, fully conscious, and full, complete bliss. This is the nature of spirit. And nature of matter. Matter is completely opposite. Asat, Achit, and Nirananda. Asat means temporary, asaswat. Achit means ignorant, no consciousness. Matter, you see, no consciousness in matter, isn't it? And then Nirananda, no bliss. You take this. Does it have? Is it permanent? It is not permanent. Can you give any example of anything in this world which is permanent? Any example? Any example which is permanent? Nothing. Nothing is permanent. If you start from the small, you know, small, even you take a new book, don't use it, just keep in your box, you know, very nicely, safely. You'll see after 50 years you take out, it is deteriorated. You have not used it, still it is deteriorated. Still it is degraded. How? I have not used it. Why it is getting deteriorated? Because it is asat. Matter is asat. Time factor is influencing the matter. Anybody has seen time? No, we have not seen. But time is acting. Time is another element of the creation. Kal. And time is doing its activity, working on matter. And time brings the changes in matter. Time makes the matter asat. And then achit. Achit means no consciousness. No consciousness. If there is something which you see conscious, you must understand that there is spirit inside. If it is conscious, means spirit is there. If something is not conscious, there is no spirit inside. Just like we all are here conscious, isn't it? If I pinch you somewhere, you feel pain. You are conscious about that. But suppose dead body, you pinch it, will it feel pain? Why? Body is same. Same nose, eyes, brain is there, everything is there, heart is there, all stomach, digestion system, everything is there. Why he is not feeling pain? Because the conscious being who is conscious of pains and pleasure, that is the spirit, that is not there in the matter. The body is a matter, but this body is conscious only if there is spirit element inside the body. Just like this harmonium is not conscious. It can't give any noise. But if a spirit runs it, then it starts giving. So spirit can make matter conscious, matter move. Whenever this matter is moving, you should understand that there must be some spirit behind that movement. Just like aeroplane. Aeroplane is going in the sky, if a small child watches that, what he will see? Oh, this nice vehicle is automatically, you know, flying in the sky. You say everything must have a spirit. Where is the spirit in them? There is matter. What I see matters. But child doesn't know that there is pilot sitting who is pushing the button. Isn't it? Such a huge train is moving. But there is a driver. That is conscious being. That is spirit. Nothing moves without conscious being. Without spirit. So spirit is the active force behind the creation. Active force which moves everything. So that's why, otherwise matter in itself is achit. Achit means no consciousness, unconscious. And then third is called nirananda, no bliss. No bliss. No experience of pain, pleasure. Matter doesn't experience pleasure. Either it's a new car or old car. Have you seen new car jumping? Very happy. और किसी कार को कभी पेंट कर दीजिए तो बहुत खुश हो जाता है कार. अभी पेंट हो गया, मैं नई हो गई हूँ. नो, हु बिकम्स हैप्पी? द ओनर, द आई, द कॉन्शियस बीइंग, स्पिरिट. आनंद, आनंद कम्स इन स्पिरिट, कॉन्शियस बीइंग, सचित आनंद, नॉट द कार. कार इज मैटर. सो this is called, this is the nature of matter. Therefore you see, from even an ant till big stars, if you go, everything takes birth, growth, and then dwindling, and then death finally. It's a cycle. Everyone, every individual, every object, everything has to go through this cycle of birth, growth, dwindling and death. This cycle is there. Because that is the nature of matter. So, the world of matter is the nature. Everything. Anything. Jatasya idhruvam mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasyata. Anything has taken birth in this world, it must has to destroy, die. And anything who has died must have to take birth. This is also true, sure. Therefore we say, this is as sure as death. We say, this is the slope phrase. This is as sure as death. Means death is sure. Nothing is sure, but at least death is sure. Wo to hona hi hai. So, the world of matter and world of spirit. Now we'll go to the another part. There is another world that is called world of spirit. That world is Sat Chit Ananda. That world is, this world, why it is temporary? Krishna says asaswatam. Mamu petya puna janma dukhalayam asaswatam. Asaswat means temporary. Why it is temporary, this world is temporary? Because it is made of matter. And because matter is temporary, therefore this world is temporary. Everything is made of matter, therefore everything is temporary. Everything. But contrary to this, beyond this world of matter, there is world of spirit, where everything is made of spiritual elements. Therefore, and because spirit is Satchit Ananda, eternal, therefore everything in that world is eternal. No beginning, no end. No birth, no death. Beyond birth and death. The immortal stage. People say, oh, how is it possible? It is all mythology. How can it be possible that there is something which is beyond birth and death? Everyone has to die. No, it's possible. How it is possible that, you know, something is beyond destruction? No. It's possible. Why it's not possible? Why it's not possible? Like even in this world, there are some things which are eternal. They don't begin and never they end, never they are destroyed. Any example? Energy. Nor created, nor destroyed.
Energy.
Energy. What is the theory of conservation of energy? Never created, not destroyed. It simply changes the form. Yes. So similarly, spirit also can't be created, can't be. It is beyond birth and death. It's possible. Why not? It's possible. And common. Simple example I'll give you. If you are very intelligent, you can understand very clearly. Very easily you can understand that yes, there is such state of existence which is eternal, which is full of knowledge and full of bliss. There is such a state, and we have been in that state in the past, before coming into this world. You can understand it very logical understanding, very clearly you can understand this. You follow me. Now, every one of us, anyone here who wants to die, anyone is here? Who wants to die, who desires to die, anyone here? Unless you have not decided to commit suicide. Nobody wants to die. Now question, why you don't want to die? Why? Who has taught you? Who has trained you? Anybody has trained you? Told you should not die? Even a child who doesn't know, he doesn't want to die. Why? Why you don't desire to die? Why? Means that if you don't desire to die, means you desire to remain eternal. You don't want to die, means you want to live forever. Isn't it? That is your desire. Now, if you desire something, can you desire something which doesn't exist? Let us take simple way, try to understand. Can you desire something which is not available anywhere? You can't desire. Unless thing is not available, you can't desire. Desire itself is the proof that object is available. Where it is available, that is separate matter. But because I have desire, this is the proof that that object is somewhere. Just like we take birth and we have thirst. We feel thirsty. We desire water. Why? Because water is available. A child doesn't know where is water, where water is available, but he feels thirsty. We feel hungry because food is available. So desire itself is a proof that object is available. You don't need any other proof. So why are we desiring to remain alive? We don't want to die because such a state exists and we have experience of it. Unless you don't experience, how can you desire that? Anybody, if you have not never eaten gulab jamun, can you desire gulab jamun? Can you desire gulab jamun? You can't desire. Suppose you have never eaten gulab jamun in your life. Can you desire it? Oh, I want gulab jamun. No, you don't know where is gulab jamun. So desire for gulab jamun comes in your heart only if you have experience or you have, there is some gulab jamun, something like that. Otherwise it will not come. So similarly, desire to remain alive forever, remain eternal, is the proof, sufficient proof for eternity, eternal existence. There is no such other proof is required. Foolish people might say it is mythology, but intelligent people very easily can understand that it's possible. And it's not possible, it is there. It is there. Therefore, Vedic literature said, Asadoma Sadgamaya. Let us go to the world of immortality from the world of mortality. That is the purpose of human life. And second, everyone is looking for knowledge, isn't it? We all want knowledge. Every day research is going on. So much research we have done, still we are researching. Everybody is required. Just like a small child when he takes birth, he is trying to test everything. Yogi Nilta also test karta, kaisa lagta hai. The quest for knowledge is there in everyone. We want complete knowledge, isn't it?
We want this also. What is this? What is this? What is this? The desire to know, desire to know is there. And we want to know everything. Why we want to know everything? Because there is such a state where we knew everything. Knowledge, complete knowledge, the state of complete knowledge. Another thing, third point, every one of us, anybody here who wants to be unhappy? Anybody here who desires to for suffering, pain? Anybody desires pain? Why? Why you don't desire pain? Why you only desire pain pleasures? Why?
No idea.
No idea. Why nobody wants pain? Both are available. Both equally possible. Why you don't want pain? Who has taught you, trained you that you should only try for pleasure? Who has taught you? Why you desire only pleasure? Why you seek bliss only? And not ordinary bliss. We get a small bliss, we are not satisfied. If you become IIT and then you want to become IIM, and then you become IIM, then you want to become some more higher. And that search, quest, the search for highest pleasure continues on and on and on and on till we die. And why? Why we desire eternal happiness? We are searching for everlasting bliss, isn't it? Searching or not? Sachin Tendulkar has got so much money, still he is hankering for some more bliss. Why? Because we desire unlimited eternal bliss, because that bliss is available. The desire itself is a proof that such a state exists. Otherwise, why we should desire? We all are desiring for happiness, means that happiness exists. Eternal happiness we are desiring, isn't it? Everlasting happiness, ever-existing happiness. So it exists, but only thing is that we don't know where it is, that's all. But it is there, somewhere it is there, that's why we are searching. Just like you have lost your mobile. You have lost your mobile. And now you are searching. Why are you searching? Because you know that there somewhere must be, my mobile must be somewhere. Because I know it was earlier with me, I talked a lot with it. And now suddenly it has disappeared. I don't know where I have kept it, but it must be somewhere it is. So similarly, the eternal life full of knowledge and full of bliss was there with us at some point of time, and we have lost in between, and now we are searching for the same today. Where it is, where it is, where it is. And that search for happiness, for everlasting bliss and for eternal life is going on and going on and going on. You all are searching for that. Everyone is searching or not? Everyone is searching for eternal life full of bliss. Even ants are searching. Why are we searching? Because we have lost it. We have got, earlier we had it, now we have lost and we are searching. So that lost, that is the purpose of life, human life, to attain that stage of lost stage of state of everlasting and ever-increasing happiness, full of bliss, eternal life. And that is the mission, that is the mission of human life. Mission of human life is not to become a great technocrat, or to become a great cinema actor, or to become a great scientist. But the mission of human life is to attain the state of everlasting and ever-increasing happiness. That's why even if you become great technocrat or scientist or great leader, you are not satisfied. You are not satisfied. You still want something more. What do I want more? I have attained what I aimed for. But still I want search something, I am searching for something. What is that? We don't know. So therefore our search, quest for happiness never ends. It's continuous, continuous. Because we don't know what that happiness is exactly. So therefore here, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that that search for happiness is to come back to your eternal stage, which you were earlier before coming to this world of matter. And that is to attain that stage, there is a process given. That process also explained in Bhagavad Gita, how to revive our lost state of everlasting happiness. How to revive that. That process is there in Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita is not ordinary science. This science, how we are that conscious being, that Satchit Ananda soul. We are actually part of the spiritual world, but somehow or other we are here in this world of matter. We have entered into this world of matter, and while entering, we have lost our original identity. Today we are thinking we are this matter, which we are not. We are not this matter. This body, we are different from this body. Very clear it is. We are master owner of this body, isn't it? Everybody thinks that I am this body. You go near, oh, I am very beautiful. You go in, you are calming, oh, I am very beautiful. No, your body is beautiful, you are not beautiful. You are not beautiful. Because you are not this body. So we have shown this demonstration many times that how you know this body. Like, we know, we all know that we are not this body. Very simple truth. Anyone can say? What is your name?
Rahul.
So, Rahul will tell us, he is not this, his body. He will prove us, to us, all of us. I will make Rahul stand and he will tell us how he is not this body. Rahul, can you get up?
Yes.
Come here, face everyone and you show how you are not this body. Now I'll ask you some questions, just replies, innocent reply, you know, just like a child, whatever. Where is your hand? You show it. This is my hand.
This is my hand.
Yes. Where is your leg?
This is my leg.
Where is your head?
This is my head.
Where is your nose?
This is my nose.
Where is your chest?
This is my chest.
Where is your body?
This is my body.
And where are you?
I am in my body.
Yes. You see? He is in the body, not the body. You understand? What he said, this is my body. This is my body. And you are inside the body. Now, where are you inside the body? This is also very, we have to understand, whether we are in head, or we are in leg, or we are in hand, or we are in, many modern philosophers, central of everything is our brain. But it's wrong, according to Bhagavad Gita. We are not in brain. Now we will prove. You say I. When you say I, where do you point to in your body? I. Apne ungli se I ko dikhaiye kahan hai?
Me, I.
You see? Exactly you point out with this finger. Exact point.
I.
You see? You say I. Brain mein jaake. It is awkward, isn't it? Even a child knows. Child knows. Where he is. No, you don't have to teach anybody where he is. He knows. Every soul, every individual, at least human being, he knows where he is in the body. It's so clear. There is no need to research. Thank you, Rahul. There is no need to research on this. Something which is common sense, which everybody knows, why to research on it? It's self-explanatory, just like axiom. It's axiom. It's self-explanatory. Why we need to prove it? So we are the soul, we are not this body. We are the owner of the body. Body is changing every day, but the soul is not changing. Isn't it? According to medical science, every 7 years, each and every cell of our body dies, old cell, and completely new body you get. But do you feel I am a different person? You are the same person. Why? Your body has changed. Your body is completely changed. you are completely, you have got different body, so you must be different person. But no. Suppose some of your friend, उसने आपको बचपन में एक थप्पड़ मारा, अभी आपको मिला, तो आप क्या सोचते हो? इसने मुझे थप्पड़ मारा था, यू थिंक और नॉट? नो, वो बोले या नहीं, वो तो पुराने बॉडी को मारा था, वो दूसरा बॉडी था, वो आप नहीं थे, आप वो बॉडी तो बदल गया. नो, आई वॉज द सेम पर्सन. द ऑब्जर्वर इज द सेम, द ऑब्जर्वर, यू अंडरस्टैंड? द सोल, हु इज द सोल? सोल इज द ऑब्जर्वर, हु इज ऑब्जर्विंग द पेन एंड प्लेजर, एक्सपीरियंसर, दैट इज द सोल. Experiencer is not the body, that is the soul. Body is changing. You take your childhood photograph and today photograph, it's completely different. But you can't find out from any angle that you are the same person. But you know that I am the same person. This is my photograph. Who is saying? Soul is saying. No? This is my photograph, my body. Actually that is my body photograph. Just like ये कलर का ड्रेस पहने और बाद में थोड़ा और कलर का ड्रेस पहनेंगे तो यू से दिस इज दिस इज माय कलर, यू से दैट इज माय कलर, यू नो नेवर से दिस माय, यू से दिस इज कलर ऑफ माय ड्रेस. माय कलर इज ब्लैक और व्हाइट, नॉट द रेड और येलो और ब्लू, है ना? दिस इज माय ड्रेस. माय ड्रेस इज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल, नॉट आई एम वेरी ब्यूटीफुल. So similarly, this body is like that. So the something which we are actually the soul, that soul is eternal. It never dies. It never takes birth. It is eternal. It is simply changing the forms, that's all. Simply changing the forms. Just like energy changes the form. Never created, never destroyed. It is simply changing the form. Similarly, the soul, the spiritual spark, the spiritual energy, changing the form, taking form of matter. That's all. And when that form grows old, and soul can't fulfill his desire through that body, then it gives up that body and takes up another body. This cycle of giving of the body and accepting new body goes on like that till the time we doesn't get free from the cycle of birth and death. This is called cycle of birth and death. This goes on till the time we don't perfect in practice of yoga. Now today, what to speak of practice of perfecting in practice of yoga? People doesn't know what is yoga. What is speaking perfectly? So the purpose of human life is that. So we are here in this world, everyone, not only that, those who are in people from ISKCON, they only have to attain the stage of everlasting happiness. No. Everyone has to attain the stage of everlasting happiness. So everyone has to try. Everyone has to practice this. Because everyone wants happiness, isn't it? And that eternal happiness we want, will not get any other way other than practicing yoga system, meditation. Your quest for everlasting happiness will never end unless you don't come to this Bhagavad Gita, practice this process. So what you are doing till now is what is the value of that? Why we are doing whatever we are doing till now? So that is only for the purpose of keeping the body and soul together, keeping the body healthy and good condition so that we can practice yoga. That's all. Earning the livelihood through science and technology or whatever has only the purpose to create a healthy atmosphere for the body and for the mind so that we can practice. That's all. But unfortunately, today the purpose of life is just to how to, you know, increase the material comfort, and that's all. And then die. You know, make big building, have television, fridge, you know, furnitures, whole house is filled with furnitures, nice furnitures, and then you die. Oh, very nice. Seeing your furniture and TV and fridge and everything, and you die. I have done so much hard work, and I have created my palace, and then I leave the whole world. Is it the purpose? It's not the purpose. You can't take all this thing with you. So means that whatever you worked hard and earned, oh, I have created atomic bomb. But can you take atomic bomb with you after death? No. Oh, I have created aeroplane. So can you take aeroplane with you after I'm dead? No. Then what? How this aeroplane is going to help you? No. It will not help me. It will help my future generations. But they will also can't carry with them. They also can't carry. Nobody can carry your aeroplane. And how, from how many hours they sit in aeroplane? Ultimately they can't carry. What they are going to carry is this spiritual asset. So that's what should be our main objective. So this life has two purposes, primary objective and secondary objective. Primary objective is to attain the state of everlasting happiness. That is the primary objective of life. And the secondary objective is to attain that stage, there are intermediate stages. Just like primary goal of your being in IIT Delhi is to get final certificate after 4 years. You know? But in between, you can't say that, okay, I will work last final year, last exam, I will study. You know? अच्छा लास्ट में मुझे जॉब तो फाइनल ईयर में मिलेगा ना कंपनियां फाइनल ईयर में आएंगी जब देखा जाएगा है ना अभी तो थोड़ा आराम कर लेते हैं है ना जब कंपनी आएगी तो पढ़ाई कर लेंगे पूरा चारों साल का है ना बाकी सेमेस्टर नहीं कंपनी कब आएगी ये बताइए मुझे आप आप कॉलेज में इंटर किया अच्छा अब कंपनी कब आएगी ये बताइए कंपनी तो आएगी फाइनल ईयर तो फाइनल ईयर में आएगी अच्छा ठीक है 6 महीने पहले मुझे बता दीजिएगा अब मैं चला सोने है ना और पूरा सेमेस्टर फेल अरे तुम तो फेल हो गया फर्स्ट ईयर में सारे सब्जेक्ट में बैक कोई बात नहीं कंपनी तो फोर्थ ईयर में आएगी ना नो ईच एंड एवरी स्टेप यू हैव टू बी कॉन्शियस ऑफ योर फाइनल Even first year, first month, first week of year, you have to be conscious. I should pass so that I can get finally. When company comes, I should be able to be ready with entire preparation, all certificates, all mark sheets, everything should be there in our file to show. See, whole 4 years, this is how I have worked. And I have perfected all these 4 years, and now you see my regime. So similarly, the whole life is preparation for the death. At the time of death, there is interview. And then you will be asked, now what did you do? Whole life. Now whole life to maine khub daru piya, khub maje kiya. Aur phir, to aapko kaise hum select karenge? Nahin, select karenge na, last अभी मरने से 2 दिन पहले मंदिर में गया था तुलसी दल वो गंगा जल डाला था ना मेरे मुंह में आपको याद है कि नहीं मेरे बेटों ने गंगा जल डाला था मेरे मुंह में आपको पता नहीं है और पंडित जी ने अभी देखिए दाह संस्कार मेरा कर रहे हैं अभी देखिए आपको दिखाई नहीं दे रहा ये क्या किया मैंने क्या नो द होल लाइफ प्रिपरेशन टू दैट एंड फोकस सी इवन टूडे In your entire four years of engineering, here also, you have to give the whole, connect this, your life, each and every step of your life to that final goal. This is called occupational duty and constitutional duty. What you are doing here, students, as a student life is your occupational duty. But this must be connected to your constitutional duty. Constitutional duty is to perfect our life. The occupational duty is to help you to perfect. So today we have to practice yoga. So for that we need good, you know, health. If you don't have food and you have anxiety for job and all these things and no money is not there, so you cannot practice yoga, isn't it? You know, kate bhukhe bhajan na hohu gopala. So if stomach is hungry, then you can't chant Hare Krishna, you can't chant if you are hungry. So for that purpose, there is occupation. Occupation is just to fill your belly so that you can sit and chant Hare Krishna. But hum kya karte hain, occupation mein itne busy hota ki, occupation mein hi pura time bit gaya, Hare Krishna ka time hi nahi mila. Ye wahi baat ho gayi ki pura semester khub padhai kiya aur ant mein jab exam ka time aaya to so gaye. पढ़ाई करने का फायदा क्या, किस लिए पढ़ाई किया आपने? जब कंपनी आई और सर्टिफिकेट भी पूरा ले लिया, पूरा जस्ट लाइक यू ऑल आर यू नो इन टू IIT एंड मोस्ट ऑफ यू आर इन IIT दिल्ली एंड यू हैव गॉट अ वेरी नाइस अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर गुड ऑक्यूपेशन एंड प्रॉपर अर्निंग एंड एवरीथिंग नाइस बाय द अजमेंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. बट सब कुछ नाइस है, आप सो जाओ, सब नाइस हो गया, पैसा आएगा अब आराम से. तो पैसा आएगा तो करना क्या है उसके साथ? Got the money, easily you can earn your livelihood, then what you should do? You should save time and sit and chant Hare Krishna. Now your anxiety for your basic needs are over. So kya karna hai ab? Basic needs mil gaya, now we should let us focus on the main goal of life. फर्स्ट गोल इज टू फील द बेली. जैसे सुबह उठते हैं हम लोग भी, इवन आई व्हेन आई गेट अप, सो ओके वी डू सम मेडिटेशन, देन वी प्रिपेयर द फूड. फूड खाने के बाद क्या करते हैं? उसके बाद फिर बैठ जाते हैं, पेट भर गया, अच्छा ठीक है बड़े भर गया, अब चलो अब क्या करें, चलो लेट अस फोकस ऑन द मेन गोल ऑफ लाइफ. सो सिमिलरली यू ऑल हैव डन यू आर स्टडिंग, स्टूडेंट्स, एवरीवन इज स्टूडेंट नाउ, यू आर स्टडी नाइसली and get settled in your life. And then what you should do after settling your life? You should take out time, dedicate some time for real purpose of life, for yoga, for meditation, for chanting Hare Krishna, for associating with the devotees. So majority of the people, what they do? Khaya, soya, phir utha, phir latrin mein gaya, phir है ना, ही पास्ड आउट स्टोर, फिर ही केम आउट, फिर अगेन ही कुक्ड, अगेन ही एट, और बस इसी में खा रहे हैं, पासिंग स्टूल ईटिंग, पासिंग स्टूल ईटिंग, पासिंग स्टूल ईटिंग, होल लाइफ इज स्पेंड इन ईटिंग एंड पासिंग स्टूल. व्हाई आई एम ईटिंग एंड व्हाई आई एम, इफ आई हैव टू जस्ट पास स्टूल आफ्टर ईटिंग, देन व्हाट, व्हाई आई हैव टू वर्क हार्ड फॉर दिस एंड अल्टीमेटली डाई. सो अल्टीमेटली इफ आई हैव टू डाई ओनली, then let us die today. Why have to work hard for so many years? Just to pass a stool? No. To fill the belly and sit and practice meditation, yoga, and perfect your life. Attain this state. Realize your soul, self. Today we are not realizing. We think we are body. But by practicing mantra meditation, you can realize your spiritual nature. Just like he said, I am here. Isn't it? We know. But at the same time, आपको कुछ होता है शरीर में तो आपको दर्द होता है कि नहीं? You feel, no, I am not here. I am in whole body. This whole body is mine. Because we are not realizing ourselves. So the process of self-realization, we need to practice. And any practice, you have to do, dedicate time and energy. So this is very, very important and real. No, the real purpose of life is this. And the secondary purpose is to
or in our livelihood. That is the secondary purpose. That is not the main purpose. But today, because of the influence of Western culture, which is considered a blind culture, because of the influence of Western culture, even Indians are losing the focus in their life. They are just running. Where are you going? Where am I going? I don't know. Somebody is running very fast, and you go and ask, why are you running fast? Oh, don't disturb me, I am very busy. Why are you busy? Where are you? I am running, don't you see? Why are you running? Where are you going? I don't know. Oh, very busy. Where are you going? Busy for what? To die? No. Let us become busy to live eternally. With complete bliss. So that is the purpose of life. And this world is dukkhalaya. In Krishna says in this sloka, dukkhalaya. Dukkhalaya means place of suffering. Dukkha alaya. Just like pustakalaya. Pustakalaya mein kya hota hai? Library mein pustakalaya. Har tarah ki books are available. Choti book, moti book, patli book. Similarly, in dukkhale, you get varieties of suffering. Naak mein dard hai, kaan mein dard hai, aankh mein dard hai, headache hai, depression hai, mental problems, psychological problems, earthquake, famine, heart, cold, so many problems. Exam marks kam aagaye, fail ho gaya. This is also a problem, isn't it? So much problem. Koi death ho gaya, birth, death, old age is a big problem. Disease. A terrorist, they're attacking. Dengue, swine flu, wine flu, women flu, wealth flu. So many flus. And we all are diseased and disturbed. Nobody understanding. So this is called dukkhalaya. And in dukkhalaya, nobody can be happy. Our search for happiness is not wrong. Our search for happiness is right, but we are searching at wrong place. We are searching at wrong place. It doesn't matter how you search, you'll never get it. Just like, ek bar ek kahani sunaunga aap logo. Ek raja tha, uski rani thi. Rani jo thi, uska necklace tha na, nahane gayi thi, to uska necklace, ek kabutar ne uska necklace ko choch mein uthaya aur ud gaya leke. Aur bada costly necklace tha. Very costly necklace. Aur le ja ke kahin fek diya. King came to know, then he announced that anybody who can bring the necklace back, I will give my half kingdom to that person. So everyone is trying. Nobody could get. One person suddenly saw the necklace. Oh, I have seen the necklace. So he saw the necklace where, you know? He saw the necklace in the water. To sudhari lagta hai, kabutar ne pani mein gira diya necklace. वो जाके दिख रहा है उसको नहीं. He is seeing the necklace in the water. He is going and jumping and when he is putting the hand, necklace is not coming in the hand. Again he is coming out. Again he is seeing. Oh, and थोड़ा पानी जब शांत हो गया थे, हाँ दिख रहा है. फिर again he went inside. Again he put the hand. Again necklace is not coming. What is happening? Then one sadhu came and he asked, what are you searching for? Now I'm searching that same necklace. You see, necklace is there, but when I'm going, I don't know what is happening. So sadhu said, oh, you are searching for that thing. That is there on the tree. That is a reflection. That is a reflection. Shadow. So similarly, this world is a shadow. And the pleasure in this world is also shadow pleasure.
He will get it, but he will not become satisfied. It's all mirage. It's like, the pleasure is there in this world, but this is called illusory pleasure. Illusory, why? Because you enjoy that pleasure, but after enjoying you will become more dissatisfied. Your hankering will increase more. Like you eat gulab jamun. Eh? And after eating gulab jamun, what happens? Are you satisfied or your hankering increases? Hankering increases. Oh, I should get more. You know? I should get more and more and more and more. It never ends. That is not real pleasure. So, the real happiness is there in the spiritual world. And we all are searching for that happiness. So, we are searching for the real happiness, so we have to go back to our original home, that is called spiritual world. That's why Prabhupada said that we have to go to the back to Godhead, kingdom of God, from where we have come back. And how to go back? To go back, there is a process that is called yoga. Yoga and meditation. Bhakti yoga is the best process. In Bhakti yoga, the most important element is to chant the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
So this is the one of the easiest and most sublime process to revive our original consciousness, pure consciousness, everlasting happiness stage. The most sublime process is this chanting. And the easiest process, and the only process which we can practice in Krishna, Kali Yuga. Because Kali Yuga is a very difficult age. You can't sit, you don't have time to do meditation of, like Vishwamitra Muni for 10,000 saal. 10,000 saal ke 10 minute, 15 minute mein hi halat kharab ho jata hai. So, in this age, the best process recommended in the scriptures is to chant the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
By chanting this mantra, you will attain the highest perfection very quickly, fast and pure. So, today we have discussed, I would like to summarize. We started with the how the whole world of matter, and the world of spirit, characteristics of matter, characteristics of spirit, characteristics of material world, characteristics of spiritual world. Then we discussed who we are, we are the spirit soul, what is the purpose of our life. Purpose of our life is to attain stage of everlasting happiness by going back to spiritual world. And how to go back to the spiritual world, for that we have to have a process. The process is this meditation and yoga. But then what are we doing while working, as a student in IIT Delhi? Because you are not doing yoga and meditation. Certainly you are not meditating on Krishna while writing your notebook. Writing your exam. How many of you meditate on Krishna while writing exam? And many students are wasting their lives simply watching nonsense materials, nonsense things on internet. Especially in IIT Delhi, when I was there I saw. I have seen through my eyes. They're wasting their precious life, not meditating on Supreme, but meditating on Maya. They will remain in this world forever. So, the purpose of life is main. What is the primary objective of life? Primary goal and secondary goal. Secondary goal is to get a good occupation, so that we can earn our livelihood and maintain our body, have a good family atmosphere or whatever, you have a house, basic needs must be satisfied. And after getting satisfied the basic needs, what we should do? We should aim for final, ultimate need, ultimate goal of life. What is the ultimate goal of life? To attain the stage of everlasting by practicing yoga and meditation. So that is the entire conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. From beginning till end. Anybody has any question?
after attending the basic needs, the thing coming mind is that there should be some entertainment.
There should be some
entertainment.
Yes. Entertainment is there. We must have some entertainment. So this is the best entertainment. Because entertainment means that word. After having that entertainment, you should be happy and satisfied. So many people say watching cricket match is entertainment. No. If you watch cricket match and India loses the match, is it entertainment? It's a big headache. Many people break the television. Bada acha entertainment hua. Television bhi toot gaya, aisa entertainment hua. Heart attack bhi ho jata kai logon ko. Is it entertainment? No. So we don't know what is entertainment also. This is foolishness. Real entertainment is what we are doing. This is real entertainment. Real entertainment is when we are chanting Hare Krishna and we are playing music. How many of you were there in the beginning? All of you? Did you felt entertained? Yes? It was so nice entertainment. And when I was chanting, and even you all can learn and play musical instruments and chant Hare Krishna, it is so soothing to the heart. It's natural entertainment. The entertainment is mode of goodness. The entertainment is mode of tamoguna entertainment. Just like science and technology in the mode of tamoguna. No? In the ignorance. Pataya tha na shuru mein. Tamoguna, rajoguna or satoguna. Tamoguna entertainment. This is tamoguna entertainment. No? There is no happiness, no entertainment at all. It appears that there is entertainment, there is no entertainment. It appears. No? Just like some people go to the party as an entertainment and drink and then they come and when they get up in the morning the head is paining. Oh, very nice entertainment. And they dance with the girls, you know. There is no pleasure but smiling, you know, cardboard smile. As a sab nach rahe main khada hoon, तो वो भी हिलने लगता है. इसको फीलिंग नहीं होता है उतना हिलने का, लेकिन चलो अच्छा. ये बोला आर्टिफिशियल, इट्स नॉट नेचुरल, इट्स नॉट नेचुरल. अरे सब नाच रहे हैं, वो मुझे भी नाचना चाहिए लगता है. तो चलो थोड़ा नाचते, सबके बीच में आ गए हैं तो कुछ तो करना चाहिए ना. लाइक दैट आर्टिफिशियल, दिस नॉट रियल. रियल एंटरटेनमेंट इज व्हेन वी आर चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग the Lord's holy name. It's natural. When we are pure in the heart, real entertainment you can release only if you are controlled over lust, greed, envy, pride. If you have gave up all these dirty things in the heart, then only you can release the real entertainment. But these entertainments are fueling your lust, fueling your greed, fueling your pride, fueling your envy, isn't it? So how they can entertain you? They increase, but when you watch movie, what happens? Anna? You try to become like hero. Anna? Is it entertainment? Now a lot of pressure on your head. You become like hero, that hero. And now you are coming out, andar jaate movie mein, wo dekhte hain hero hai na, aise drrrr chalata hai aur gaadi ud bhi jata hai aise. तो हम भी बाहर आके वैसे ही करते हैं, एकदम करते हैं, हमारी गाड़ी उलट जाती है, गिर जाती है. हम बोलते हैं अरे ये क्या हो गया, मैं तो हीरो बनने का सोच रहा था. तो मूवी मूवी ही है, रियल लाइफ से कुछ लेना देना, इट्स नॉट नेचुरल. वहां पे देखते हैं हीरो हीरोइन जो है वो कर रहे हैं एकदम, तो हम भी करने का प्रयास करते हैं, है ना, जस्ट लाइक दैट. बट हमारा यहाँ पे क्या होता है, that's why you see suicides are increasing in Delhi. Suicides and crimes are increasing. Why? Because people are trying to imitate in the movies, heroes in the movies, hero and heroines. They are getting money, so therefore they are just playing the drama, that's all. But we are religion by that. This is not entertainment. The movie is movie and real life is real life. तो जहाँ पे मूवी एंड होता है, रियल लाइफ वहीं पे शुरू होता है ना. हीरो हीरोइन पूरा स्ट्रगल हुआ, शादी होता है, लेकिन शादी के बाद मेन प्रॉब्लम शुरू हो जाता है. ये झगड़ा तो शादी के बाद शुरू होता है कि नहीं, हस्बैंड वाइफ के बीच में. अब जाकर पूछिए Krishna, you survey all over India, this is a survey, 90% married people are unhappy, not satisfied. They fight with each other. Divorces are increasing, isn't it? You ask America, you go to America, 70% marriages breaks within 3 years. Out of 100, 70 marriages breaks within 3 years. Why? Same. You know, people are trying to imitate entertainment. They are doing entertainment. So that entertainment is not natural entertainment. You know, natural entertainment means that it brings more happiness in the life. You know? So that is the real entertainment. So real entertainment is this. Unless your heart is not pure, you can't entertain, you know, artificially. So first goal should be to purify that. When heart is pure, everything is entertainment. Everything is entertainment. Because your mind will not become disturbed, so you are entertaining. Every moment you are enjoying. Anandamudhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrit aswadanam. Pratipadam purnamrit aswadanam. Every step you release the nectar. Every step. But if you are controlled by lust, if you are controlled by lust, you can't enjoy anything. The false attractions of this world will pull you again and again in wrong direction. They will exploit your desire to enjoy matter. They will exploit you. You are controlled by others. How can you entertain? You are controlled by others. So you can entertain or get entertained only if you are free. Free, not attracted by anything. Completely freedom. So then you can enjoy this world. Otherwise you are the slave of your senses. Till the time you are slave, what is the entertainment of a slave? Can slave get entertainment? Entertain? No. Slave has to work very hard to satisfy the master. And we are the slave of our senses. So we have to work hard to satisfy our senses. And that's what is happening today. People are working hard, 18 hours, 20 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, to satisfy the master. Who is the master? Our senses, our mind. So this is not real entertainment. Real entertainment begins when you try to control your mind and senses. And that starts in here. That is illusory entertainment. So, यहाँ पे आएंगे आप लोग, तो आपका real entertainment सिखाया जाएगा. And then, क्या करे, time बचेगा तो क्या करे? Engineering studies के बाद बहुत time होता है. मैंने देखा है. बहुत time होता है. 4 साल बहुत ज़्यादा. मैं कभी-कभी सोचता हूँ, 4 साल क्यों दिया गया है? तो कभी-कभी मैंने सोचा है कि ये भी सोचता हूँ कि बड़ा अच्छा है engineering. 4 साल में बहुत टाइम होता है, यू नो, यू पीपल आर बेस्ट पीपल प्रैक्टिस स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. बड़ा अच्छा से आपको टाइम मिलेगा चैंटिंग और प्रैक्टिसिंग योगा एंड मेडिटेशन. बट ये टाइम को मिसयूज कर देते हैं लोग गलत कार्यों में. दे आर मिसयूजिंग द इम्पोर्टेंट टाइम इन सो कॉल्ड एंटरटेनमेंट. यू हैव सो मच नाइस टाइम. इन दिस टाइम यू कैन डू लाइक आवर स्टूडेंट्स एंड आवर हर्षवर्धन प्रभु इज गोइंग टुमारो NIT जयपुर, है ना? NIT Jaipur, he is going. You know why? To do entertainment. You know what is his entertainment? He goes and gives, you know, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to others. This is entertainment for the self-realized soul. When he says goodness, he gets satisfaction. That is entertainment. And You will not understand this higher happiness, higher entertainment, unless you do it. If you do it, then you can understand how much satisfaction is there in, you know, transforming the life of others, bringing goodness in the world, bringing goodness in the society. What kind of entertainment Jesus Christ was doing? What kind of entertainment Srila Prabhupada did? What kind of entertainment your Gandhiji was doing? Was he watching TV? Was he not getting entertained? Bataiye. He was not having entertainment? He was a useless person, isn't it? उसको तो कुछ मतलब नहीं था जीवन से, एंजॉय नहीं किया गांधी ने, है ना? उसने अपना जीवन बर्बाद कर दिया. वी आर रियली एंजॉयिंग आवर लाइफ, जीवन बर्बाद कर दिया, इसलिए आपने उसको राष्ट्रपिता बना दिया. सो फुलिश पीपल, सो मिसडायरेक्टेड, अमेजिंग पीपल कांट हैव कॉमन सेंस ऑल्सो, दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम टूडे. Just think deeply. They are not very difficult thing to understand. Human life is meant for higher happiness, not this animalistic happiness. So let us strive for that. Learn from your great ancestors what kind of life they have lived, a life of happiness, bliss, higher entertainment. Today nobody is happy, you see. So much entertainment but so much psychological problem. You tell me why? इतना ज्यादा entertainment available है तो psychological problem कम होना चाहिए ना, people should be happy. So why people are not happy? Why they are more depressed and more depressed, more bore, boredom is more, people are feeling more loneliness, why? Because it is not real entertainment. It's an illusory entertainment. It appears that there is entertainment, but there is no entertainment. But you see, on the other hand, the people who have life of goodness, spiritual life, spirituality, they have felt immense amount of satisfaction in their life. Many great personalities. Any other question? Is it clear about entertainment? Illusory. It appears it is entertainment. There is no entertainment. If you can, this you can understand when you are sitting outside, how bad is, if a person is living in jail, he can't understand how bad is jail. Janam hi jail mein liya hai, wo sochta hai jail bada achha jagah hai, isse achha jagah kuch hai nahi. Aur jail mein khas taur pe jo jis jail mein thoda saaf sutra zameen hai, wo thoda zyada achha hai. But a person who is living outside jail, he can tell how much bad is the jail. So we have been living in that entertainment from the childhood. Are entertainment, barbarism, entertainment. But you can see by result, you can understand by result, even common sense, that why people are not happy if they are getting so much entertainment. Itna TV dekh rahe hain, itna internet ho gaya, so much entertainment. Still people are so much psychological problems. In America, 10 crore people, 10 to 15 crore people are visiting psychiatrists. Almost 50% of the American population. वहाँ पे कितना entertainment, क्या कमी है entertainment की? So why? It's all bogus. It's not entertainment. Real entertainment doesn't come from matter. Matter can't entertain spirit. Television is what? Matter, isn't it? Internet is matter. Can matter satisfy spirit? No. Spirit can satisfy spirit. The entertainment for the soul is loving relationship. You understand? Loving, pure, selfless love. That is the entertainment for the soul. Matter can't give you pure and selfless love. Can't. A friend who is selfless, pure in his heart, he can give you so much entertainment. Service is entertainment. If you serve, you feel entertained. That's why social service, people feel entertained, isn't it? If you do some social service, like this is social service, like we are going to NIT college institutions and we are teaching the students, you know, how to become a better person. So this is entertainment. Because here, the soul is getting nourished, entertained directly. Is clear? So loving relationships. And how can you have loving relationships unless our heart is contaminated? Can you become selfless if there is greed in your heart?
No.
You can't. If lust is there, you can't develop selfless. Then will you divorce after some years?
Because the relationship is based on lust. And that till the time lust is satisfied, okay, now I'm getting better partner for lust, satisfying my lust. So the relationship is also now getting better relationship. So there is no love. It's based on matter, material attractions. So matter is temporary, so therefore relationship is also temporary, therefore your entertainment is also temporary. Somebody thinks, I have a girlfriend, and a nice entertainment. But the girlfriend is temporary, the beauty is temporary. How it can give you permanent entertainment? And then this matter, you know, just like once you enjoy, then it's distasteful. Then you look for another. Punas punas sarvita charvanana. Trying to chew the chewed. Will you get taste? Why? Abhi kya pahle ek channel tha. Ek channel tha, to baith ke socha bore. Ab bahut channel aa gaya. To bahut channel aane se kya aapka khushi badh jayega? Ab to koi channel nahi dekh paate. Do minute udhar dekha, udhar gaya. Pati patni ke beech jhagda ho gaya ek baar. Husband wife. It's a real incident. वो बोला मैं वो सीरियल देखूंगी, पत्नी बोली, पति बोला मैं क्रिकेट मैच देखूंगा, दोनों एक साथ आ रहा था अलग अलग चैनल पे, दोनों में झगड़ा हो गया, पति गुस्सा हो गया, बोले तुम ज्यादा बोलोगी तो मैं इस बेटे को उठाकर खिड़की से बाहर फेंक दूंगा. बेटे से क्या एंगर, दिस एंगर, दिस इज एंगर. पत्नी बोली तुम्हें जो करना है कर लो, मुझे उससे क्या लेना है. पति को और गुस्सा आ गया, उसने बेटे को उठाकर फेंक दिया. यस, इट्स अ रियल रियल इंसिडेंट, आई एम टेलिंग यू, रियल इंसिडेंट. पत्नी को तब पता चला, ये क्या, उसने सोचा भी नहीं था कि ये ऐसा करेगा. पत्नी को लगा कि मेरे कारण ही हो गया, वो भी कूद गई खिड़की से. अब तब इस बंदे को इसको एहसास हुआ कि अरे ये क्या हो गया, ये भी कूद गया. दिस कॉल इंटरटेनमेंट, ब्यूटी ऑफ इंटरटेनमेंट, यू सी. Is it entertainment?
No.
It is not entertainment. Try to understand. You all are intelligent people. Although it is a little difficult to understand because we have been living in that atmosphere for many years too. Our mind is, you know, programmed to think like that, this is entertainment. But actually it is not entertainment. When you start thinking intelligently, you'll understand this is all illusion. This can't give us real entertainment. I think we should stop here. Eh? Anybody has any other question? One more question I'll take.
Sir, जैसे कोई गलत कर रहा है, मेरे साथ, तो मैं उसके गुस्सा तो नहीं करता हूँ, अंदर से कभी कभी गुस्सा.
Natural है, because if there is injustice with us, we feel angry. It's natural, है ना? And there is nothing wrong in becoming angry. Becoming angry is nothing wrong. Because if somebody is repeatedly doing wrong with us, we should not harm others, but we can express our feelings, you know, that I am not happy with your behavior. Because unless you don't express, just like Mahatma Gandhi thi, to unko bola ki ye idhar marega thappad, to idhar ye gal laga dijiyega, hai na. Par koi thappad marne wala hai, wo marte jayega phir machine ki tarah. Because this fellow is not understanding Gandhiji's mood. So Angrez kya kehte the, marte ja rahe the Gandhiji ko. Aur Gandhiji ko bol bada murkh banaya Angrezon ne. Kai baar murkh banaya Gandhiji ko. Unko le jaate the, acha Gandhiji aap to bahut satya hinsa wale hain. Ab aapke saath hum thoda sandhi karna chahte hain. Gandhiji khush ho gaye. Chale gaye wahan pe Gandhiji se meeting kiya. बोला सारे हिंदुस्तान के जितने सेनानियों को आप बोलिए कि विश्व युद्ध में जाएंगे, अभी सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर हो रहा है, इस बार हम आपको छोड़ देंगे, इंडिया को आजाद कर देंगे. अगर इस बार आप बोल देंगे, अगर गांधी जी आप बोल देंगे कि आपकी सारी सेनाएं जो है मेरे साथ हमारे साथ विश्व युद्ध में लड़ेगी, तो इंडिया को आजाद कर देंगे. तो गांधी जी बोले अच्छा ठीक है चलो. उन्होंने सेनाओं को बोल दिया, भारत की सेनाएं लड़ रही है ब्रिटेन की तरफ से वर्ल्ड वॉर में. और जब वर्ल्ड वॉर खत्म हो गया, ब्रिटेन जीत गया, तो बोले गांधी जी अब आप आजाद कीजिए. तो बोल रहे हैं कि कर देंगे, अभी इतनी जल्दी क्या. आप तो अहिंसा हिंसा नहीं करते हैं, आप अहिंसा करते हैं, आपको क्यों चिंता है, आप अहिंसा करते रहिए. तो इसी तरह से
तो समटाइम्स वी नीड टू हिस यू नो हिस हिसिंग करना चाहिए कभी कभी. जैसे नारद मुनि का एक चेला था सांप चेला स्नेक. तो ही वॉज वेरी क्रूएल स्नेक. ही वुड बाइट एनीबॉडी एंड एवरीबॉडी. तो नारद मुनि एक बार जा रहे थे तो गांव वाले बड़े परेशान थे उस सांप से. सबको धरा के रखा था. तो नारद मुनि को गांव वालों ने बड़ा रोया कि देखो ये सांप को कुछ कर दीजिए, आप तो बड़े महात्मा हैं. तो नारद मुनि गए और सांप को प्रचार किया, प्रीचिंग किया, उसका हार्ट सुधर गया. सांप इतना सीधा हो गया कुछ करता ही नहीं था किसी को. तो छोटे बच्चे थे उनको बड़ा मजा आ रहा था सांप के साथ. अब वो देखे कि सांप अब कुछ नहीं बोल रहा है तो वो अपना डंडा लेके मारना शुरू कर दिया सांप को. वो दे आर प्लेइंग विद द स्नेक. और स्नेक को प्ले किया है उनका, वो डंडे से मार रहे हैं. और स्नेक जो है उसको नारद मुनि ने सिखाया था कि आप जो है वो कभी हिंसा मत करना, किसी को मारना मत. अब स्नेक जो अपने गुरु की बात मान के कभी किसी को मारता नहीं था, कुछ बोलता नहीं था, अपना पड़ा हुआ है, ब्लड निकल रहा है उसके शरीर से. तो नारद मुनि एक बार जा रहे थे, उन्होंने देखा अरे ये क्या कर रहा है, वाई ये क्या कर रहे हो, तुम्हें बच्चे मार रहे हो, तुम चुपचाप पड़े हुए हो. बोला कि क्या करूँ, आपने तो बोला था गुरुदेव कि कुछ नहीं करना है, किसी को परेशान नहीं करना है. तो मैंने बोला था किसी को काटना मत. मैंने तुम्हारा हिस, केवल हिस करो, इतना ही सफिशियंट है लोगों को भगाने के लिए, है कि नहीं. जस्ट यू हिस, डोंट बाइट, जस्ट हिस. क्योंकि आपका इतना, आप इतने फेमस हो कि आपका हिस ही काफी है लोगों को भगाने के लिए, है कि नहीं. तो सिमिलरली वी शुड लर्न टू हिस, नॉट टू बाइट, बट नो डेंजर इन हिसिंग.
इसको ये एक तरह से कहते हैं क्षमा शोभती उस भजन को जिसके पास सरल हो. हाँ. वो क्या दंतहीन विषहीन विनीत सरल हो.
सो लाइक दैट, है ना, क्लियर. ओके, आई थिंक यू शुड विल डू 5 मिनट्स कीर्तन बिफोर स्टॉपिंग. आई एम एक्सट्रीमली थैंकफुल टू यू दैट यू ऑल आर कमिंग रेगुलरली इन बिग नंबर्स एंड ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस. यस,
शादी करनी चाहिए क्या?
वाई नॉट, आई कैन डू. देयर आर मेनी स्पेशलिस्ट हैविंग द ग्रेट पास लाइक आवर फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इस्कॉन प्रभुपाद मैरिज. But the marriage life should not be based on Sanskrit words, writing, thinking, taking, you know, like partnerization machine. Not have that kind of marriage life. Yes. Life partner is considered as sex machine. Jab bhi, you know, feel sex impulse is satisfied with his wife or husband. Otherwise, Vedic style life, marriage means to beget very pure children. There is never purpose of sex, marriage. So you see, Vedic, even nowadays, if you go to the villages, women are not like, they hardly know that marriage life is for sex. Nowadays, because of movie and all these attractions, the whole idea is changing. Otherwise, earlier it was not like that. 3-4 years in the marriage life, after that, the whole life was based on, you know, serving the society, making a better society, the purpose of life, not sex. So nowadays it's like completely, you know, perverted system, where, you know, कुछ दिखता ही नहीं है सेक्स के अलावा. बस जहाँ भी देखो कैसे इसको सेक्स में लगाया जाए. इंटरनेट मिला सेक्स में लगा दो, है ना, कैमरा मिला सेक्स में लगा दो, कुछ भी मिला उसको सेक्स करो. दैट्स ऑल. कहते हैं ना घोड़ा, घोड़ा जानते हैं घोड़ा, घोड़ा जो है जब दौड़ता है तो केवल इतना दूर दिखाई देता है उसको, नहीं इतना ही, उसको बस इतना ही दिखता है, इधर उधर नहीं दिखता उसको. उसी तरह से मॉडर्न पीपुल दे हैव ओनली दिस मच सेक्स विजन, इधर देखते उनको बस एक ही चीज दिखाई देती है सेक्स. दैट्स ऑल. मैरिज लाइफ इज नेवर मेंट फॉर सेक्स. नाउ इट वी थिंक लाइक दैट, इट्स मेंट टू क्रिएट ए वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सोसाइटी, ब्यूटिफुल, where the people come to serve each other, come to support each other, emotional support,
प्योर लविंग सपोर्ट दैट वाज पर्पस टुडे इट इज बेस्ड ऑन लस्ट देयर फॉर मैरिज आर गेटिंग फॉर्म देन इट इज ब्रेकिंग आफ्टर वन और टू ईयर और थ्री ईयर सो इट इज नॉट मैरिज दिस इज एक्सप्लॉयटेशन बट इफ रियल मैरिज इज देयर इट डजंट ब्रेक बिकॉज इट इज बेस्ड ऑन सोल टू सोल रिलेशनशिप ओके क्लियर
Hare Rama Hare Rama
सब लोग प्रसाद लीजिए, एवरीवन कैन टेक प्रसादम एंड वी आर गोइंग फॉर ए कैंप बिकॉज नाउ एवरीवन से एग्जाम इज ओवर, सो वी आर प्लानिंग टू हैव ए ट्रिप टू वृंदावन. We are organizing for you all. It's one day trip. We will go in the morning. We will start from here. Our vehicle will come to your IIT gate. And around 5:30 to 5:30 around we will depart from here. 5:30 to 6. I know many of you, that is the best sleeping time. But one day you have to just sacrifice. Do some tapasya. And 5:30 we'll depart from here. We'll come back the same night day in the night around 9:30. We'll come back. In Saturday, coming Saturday. Coming Saturday means after 3 days.
12th,
yeah.
12th Friday.
And we will go to many places, very nice. Vrindavan we'll go. Vrindavan, we have many temples. We'll do Yamuna River is there, and we'll do boating in Yamuna River. How many of you have visited Vrindavan earlier? Anyone? Okay. So, how many of you have seen many temples? Madan Mohan Temple. Anybody has seen Madan Mohan Temple? Very few of you. So I would like to show you all our temples where. Vrindavan is a place of temples, big, big temples are there, and very beautiful deities. Ancient Indian culture is there. And we'll visit many places, yeah? And we'll discuss some, we'll have a small question answer session also, yeah? So, those who are interested for this retreat, you can give your name to our Harshvardhan Prabhu. Yeah? Earlier we wanted to do it for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. But then we thought that it will be too much commitment from you people. And we have so many other commitments also. So we reduced it for 1 day. But those, actually we have 2 days, but those who want to come back on Saturday night, I hope most of you will not. Those who want to come back, you will get the arrangement. We will send a vehicle. So you can come back if you have some urgent work. Otherwise, those who want to continue, they can continue also. We have 2 days. I will be there for 2 days. But if you want to come back, those who are having some work, they can come back on Saturday evening. You give your names, and we have 200 rupees fee, including your food and transportation and everything expensive. So those who are interested, you can give your name to Harshvardhan Prabhu. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.